It does sound rather ludicrous, Sean, that we have to have a committee to oversee what's going wrong with cleaning, with cleaning.
It's not me. This is an action group. This is bringing the key people who are doing the job and those who are responsible for ensuring the job is done together on a regular basis to, in micro detail, look at those areas that are not meeting the appropriate standard, because it's not acceptable that we don't meet the appropriate standard.
Well, what are the other? You see, is there not one person that's in charge of cleanliness?
Well, I would say, if you mean in the management structure, yes, there is. But actually, in reality, there's lots of people who have a responsibility.
No, no, but there's one person has to take the buck, isn't there? There's one person, surely, you bring in who looks after your catering. There's another person who looks after the cleanliness and the cleaning of the hospital. You not bring that person, say, what's gone wrong here?
And I have done that, but it go back to what I said.
And what's their answer?
Answer your first question. If I go back to what I said about having the right processes in place and ensuring that people are being supervised appropriately, there's a number of issues. For instance, different staff groups have different responsibilities for cleaning. The nursing and healthcare assistant staff are responsible for cleaning the patient, the medical equipment. The domestic staff are responsible for cleaning the ward areas, the floors and the ceilings and the bathrooms, etc. The staff who use computer terminals are responsible for cleaning the computer terminals. So you actually need to ensure that everybody is very clear in terms of what is expected of them, and that they are being supervised in doing that. You also need to ensure that the department managers and the ward managers are both taking responsibility for identifying problems in their areas and feel empowered to be able to challenge issues if they see something is inappropriately done, and feeds that back through the system to the facilities manager and then through the facilities manager to me.
Right. People might be happy to hear you say today, actually, the reason this has happened is because we just simply are not resourced well enough.
I didn't say that, Sean.
No, no, you didn't say that, but people might say, well, we would forgive this if the manager of the hospital would just say, look, the reason this is happening is because we're not resourced well enough.
And again, I know that would be a very populist thing to say, quite frankly, I would have to put my hands up and say that would be a cop-out. There are, and there always will be, resource challenges given the level of demand, and you're aware yourself, and you know, even Minister Bradford last week noted the increase in activity in the hospital. But there's, HICRA themselves highlighted the fact that some of the issues were not about resourcing. So they found equipment that was marked as having been cleaned, that hadn't been cleaned properly. That's not about resources.
Sloppiness.
I didn't get to listen to the show yesterday, but I reading the some of the web articles yesterday. I know a number of people were talking about the cuts in staffing, and the fact of the matter is, when HICRA came, our staffing levels are at an all-time high since June 2009, right? Over the last, and I think I said this the last time I was on the show, over the last 12, 18 months, we have been increasing our staffing levels throughout the hospital. Now, we are getting busier, but we are increasing our staffing levels. So the idea that this is all about staffing cutbacks isn't, unfortunately, the explanation for this. There are some, as we go through, some of the issues. So, for instance, one of the issues that HICRA picked up on, it was our deep cleaning program. This is where we have a very intensive, thorough clean of areas. And we do those after patients with infections or high-risk patients have been in areas and they're discharged. And we do that to make sure it's a safe environment for the next patient going in. One of the lessons that we've, one of the positive contributions we've got back from our conversation with HICRA, is that, in fact, that's not enough, and we actually need to have a rolling program of deep cleans for all areas, and not just rely on the fact that our normal cleaning should be sufficient to maintain the standards. So it's the equivalent of having your spring clean in your home. I would have to accept that the management focus on hygiene standards in Letterkenny needs to be increased. Over the last 18 months, we've been very focused on our rebuilding programme. We've been very focused on managing the disruption caused as a result of the various departmental moves that are still going on post-flood.
Right.
We've been very focused on maintaining the services and reducing our waitlist.
Right. Okay, yeah, Sean, I've got to put a few questions to you because, I'm hearing a lot and there's a lot to take in here. The chairperson of the council, Kieran Brogan, he has hit out at the health minister, Leo Varadkar, saying the minister did nothing to support Letterkenny General Hospital during his visit to the facility. He said the minister's only contribution was to point out that the hospital was 10% over budget. Is that a fair statement?
I really don't want to get into a political debate, Sean. So you'll forgive me.
But you did have the minister there.
We did have the minister.
And did he point out? Did he say to you, Sean, hang on a second, you're 10% over budget here. That's my main concern.
No, he didn't. He did point out we were 10% over budget. He also pointed out that activity levels had increased very significantly in the hospital over the last 12 months. I think his comment was that, given the pressures on the system, given those increases in activity, and given the way we are dealing with those, he wasn't there to praise us about our budget.
Now, he also said, this is Kieran Brogan, who's, as you know, on the HSE West Regional Forum, said that it is time to give staff the resources they need. You're saying that's not the issue here.
I'm saying that's not the key issue in my view at the moment. We have increased the resources across the hospital. We are now revisiting the detail around how we do some of our cleaning and where we need to increase the resources for cleaning staff. We will increase those as necessary. That may sound very vague, so let me give a very practical example. We had done a detailed piece of work to identify what needed to be cleaned in a ward every day, and hence the timings. And it was worked down to that level of how long will it take to do this bathroom, how long will it take to do this area, in order to ensure that we weren't trying to slide over issues. The expectation was that cleaning process would be sufficient to maintain the standards within the ward. It clearly isn't, right? HICWA has come in and has identified that it clearly isn't. Is that an issue about people's compliance and doing the job properly? Is it around them not having the proper training? Is it around them doing things in the wrong order, which means you don't get the most effective cleanliness results? Is it about them having the wrong tools? Well, simple answer is it's basics, but actually it's a little bit of all of those issues. I mentioned a few minutes ago about the deep cleaning. So one of the significant changes that we have made as a result of the HICWA visit is we now have a rolling program of deep cleaning on all the area and on all areas of the ward, in addition to the specific targeted deep cleaning we do when we're when a patient who's an infection risk has been discharged. Over the next few weeks as that beds in, it may well be that my facilities manager will come back to me and say, actually, Sean, I'm going to need some more staff to keep this programme rolling. If that's the case, then we will put those in.